Okay, well, welcome everybody. Claudia's gone today. I can't remember where. Okay, anyway. Looks like we have a quorum, which is awesome. We'll go ahead and get the meeting started for Joco first, and we will do a quick introduction in case people don't know who our guests are. So we'll go ahead and start with you. Carrie, just start off.
I'm Carrie Aces. I work for Claudia Todd. I'm the administrative assistant here at Bomber Mountain Civic Center in Joco.
Hi, I'm Nikki, and I'm working with Chamber of Commerce, and I'm the membership coordinator.
I'm Mervyn Cutright from Comtronics, out of the Sheridan branch.
Mary Plank, a board member.
Zach Smith, board member.
Tom Knapp, KC City Council board member.
Kristen Dupilar, with the Johnson County Tourism Association Administrative Assistant.
Kate Honis, 37 at Radio.
John DeMattis, board member.
Rick Myers, board member.
And I'm Shan Edwards, board member and chair. So we will go ahead and, if it's okay with everybody, we'll hear from Murph. We'll go ahead and so he can get on his way. And I believe it's a fire panel update as well. Okay. Yeah, that would be great. And we'll just turn that over to you.
Okay, what I've proposed to the ladies here at the Civic Center is two different, or two systems, but two different purposes. The first one is for to meet the state requirements that the fire alarm system is monitored through a central station or a UL listed central station. So we are going to, the proposal we proposed is to replace all the devices, the main panel, put a communicator in, which will be twofold on that. One of them will be IP for communication primary, and secondary will be a cellular connection. We will be reusing all the existing wiring for that, but we will replace one for one on the devices. Okay. And that's the state requiring or asking them to update the system to meet those requirements. The second system is a voice evac. It's still the same system, but it has a evac or voice evac module that is added to it, and then we have to put in speakers on the east wing on the first floor only so that it would meet those requirements for the alternative school, so that that would meet the requirements for the state to have that if they choose so to bring those people on board and bring them into the building and everything. Still the same same fire alarm system, but it just has the added parts as well as speakers. It still does all the bells and whistles and everything, but it has a recording that tells them when somebody pulls a fire station or a smoke detector. It has that audible and tells them such. Still reports to the central station, so it's just an added piece to that same equipment. Does anybody have any questions? I know that's pretty vanilla.
So the pricing, if we went all the way, let me back up. If we went with that first piece just to get us up to code,
yes, sir.
Would that other price, that first $29,000 or whatever the number was, be taken out of that $69,000?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep. Yes.
This is a really dumb question.
Yes, sir.
We've been on this for 6 or 7 years and hearing, you know, oh, this is code or isn't code.
Uh-huh.
Can you just explain that once to me? Because I'm all about protecting people, but is it really code? Because I'm assuming if it was code before, we would have been closed down and we never were. And then everybody comes in here and says, well, the fire marshal said that we, and I had to. What is it? Just can you generically explain?
Okay.
What is the code?
So fire and safety, the way I understand it, is if there's buildings in existence and they maintain that system like they're supposed to, they don't have to update it. But if you did a remodel or change of hands of ownership and everything, that's when that comes into play, and then they say, hey, we want you to do this to meet the new code.
That's the trigger.
Yes.
And I would add to that change of purpose.
Yes, that is also included in that.
That is the. There's no doubt the property is updated in my view, but is there. So, what has there been a change of purpose?
Well, yes. The kitchen. There.
Yes.
Right.
What's that?
We added the kitchen.
That's
well, but functional.
Oh, that was the change.
Actually, we
yeah,
were.
Maybe that would work.
We were.
No one's it.
Originally, this facility was education, which is the highest standard. Mm-hmm. And then we changed that purpose more to multi-purpose and business, which is, we'll call that the lowest standard. And so in order to go back and declare that part of the building education, as I understand it, correct, we're back to that highest standard. And so also, as I understand it, we can do the first piece, which is just the panel and all of that, if we were going to move forward to sprinkle. So if we were going to do the package, as I understood a previous conversation, we can do the first piece, which is the 29, and then we don't have to do the enunciation. We can do the full, we can put in the sprinkler system, as I understand it, and you can avoid doing the middle.
Well, usually on sprinkler systems, when the sprinkler system comes into a building, whether it's a remodel or a new or anything like that, that changes the dynamics on my side because I have to have less devices, not on notification, but on initiation. So I don't have to have as many smoke detectors throughout the building. Since we're doing a one-for-one, that may play into it a little bit, but I don't think so because you don't have that many smokes throughout the whole building in the first place. Because a sprinkler head is classified as a heat detection device. So I don't have to have as many initiation devices on my end, but you still have to have the enunciation for to get everybody out of the building so that nobody is consumed with fire or anything like that.
So you still have to do the enunciation?
Yes.
Okay, that was just
you just don't have to go as far as, if you don't bring on these other clients for the alternative school, then you don't have to go with the voice evac. And then that meets everything that the state is asking you to do, or me and you to do. So that's the pivotal thing there. You're going to have the kids brought in on that east end, which anymore, all new schools, all of them, brand new, it's all evac throughout the whole school. So the state's saying, hey, when I've talked to Brooks and I've talked to his supervisor in Sheridan, no, we're just going to do that one area. That'll help you guys immensely on the pricing and everything. So that's the direction that we want to go. They're trying to play, I guess, fair to everybody, you guys as the owners, and then as the clients as well.
Right, because we are serving the students of the schools in that wing, not full time, but they do come for the culinary piece, and college uses it too. But that's not an issue. It's the younger grades. So with our MOU with the school,
when you go from like to making the decision on A or B, there, when do you go from one to the other? Why would you do one or the other? Why not just the cheaper one? And how long does that actually get us good for? Just the update of the panel.
Just
guess us.
It has to do with the
occupancy.
Right.
The occupancy.
The number of people.
Yes.
So what is the number?
I think the number is less than 100, if I'm not mistaken. Brooks would be able to answer that question a lot better because he's more in tune with the requirements.
I think you said once you're over like 130 on a regular basis, then you have to upgrade
to evac.
Yeah. I think that was the number. That's just.
But then that evac can replace an entire sprinkler system?
No, sir. They work together, combination, because anytime, I don't know what the laws here are in Buffalo, but in Sheridan, anytime that you have a sprinkler system, it's automatic that you have to put a fire alarm system and what we call a sprinkler monitoring behind that to report that to the local authorities so that they know that the water is flowing through the sprinkler system.
Thanks.
Any other questions?
The prices for the whole building?
Yes, sir. Both of them.
Proposals.
Do you do sprinkler systems?
No, ma'am.
Just curious.
No, I don't want to.
I got more than I can do now.
Sure. She had a few expecting action and made that come
to you. Not expecting action today. We are still trying to
educate ourselves.
Reach our to monitor. We're still trying to figure out whether or not the school district is and how serious they are about moving forward. I know we've been in lots of conversations, and we're just wanting to kind of nail down some of that a little bit better. Yeah, but I think we're closer than we've ever been, for sure. So, yeah, that's all good stuff. Okay, well, thank you very much. We will be in touch for sure.
All right.
Because, yeah, like I said, we are definitely trying to move forward. We do need to be compliant. It's been gracious of the state fire marshal to allow us the time to work through all of the options and opportunities that we have so we can make the best decisions. So.
All right.
That's where we're at.
Thanks for meeting with me.
Thank you for coming. Thank you. Okay. So if everyone has had a chance to look at the minutes, I'll accept a motion to approve those.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second?
Second.
Perfect. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Wonderful. And moving right on to the financial report, and we have, I'm going to make just a little change to B. That's not worded quite right. So it's to approve the 23-24 proposed budget, and then we'll also approve the amended budget for the 22-23, and then the proposed budget for 23-24. That makes sense. I'll turn that to Rick.
So we sent out, obviously you guys just got this last night on, had a chance to look over this, but yeah, we're doing two things. It's time right now to send into the state our 23-24 projected budget, which is just still a projection or a proposal at this point. There will be a final one that comes out. I believe it will be in our July meeting, because we'll do it at the end of June. Tony, you might know better than I. And we'll send in a final one, so we have actually more time to still revamp this if need to. But we also need to amend our 22-23 budget at this point in time. As we all knew, our expenses, mostly due to the improvements that we've been making on the building over there, that were not foreseen a year ago at this point in time when we were doing the budget, have exceeded our previous budget that we had set out to the state. So anytime your expenses go over whatever you had projected on your final budget from last year, you have to amend the budget actually prior to spending the money. And so that's where we're at. So if we get through the last two months, we're wanting to send in an amended budget as you have in front of you there. You can see what we did project in the orange column, in the lighter orange column, then you can see the amended budget, and so where the differences are, higher or lower of the expenses that we had originally projected.
Does this include any of this fire panel stuff or any of the other things?
No, so I don't know if there's been some work done on that. I can't answer that directly. If there's nothing that he's talking about today that is in here.
Right.
And nothing that he's even talking about is in the projected budget. At this point, while when I was doing this, I didn't actually even really know about this.
I'm just wondering if we need to.
I think we do need. So I do think we need. There's several things like that. I think we need to discuss, especially particularly looking forward. You know, in the years past, we've always, for about the last 4 years, I've been putting this $50,000 number in there for these reserve funds that we. These items are coming up, and they're large ticket items, right? I have no idea how. I won't get too much on my soapbox here about it. Yeah, how the county or city thinks they're going to pay for these things if they aren't approving these in the budget, and we're scooping them aside to save them for these items. But that's actually what they've been in here for. And that's actually, as you can see, what's covering even our expenses for this year. The $50,000 that was in the budget for maintenance items is actually just being used for maintenance items,
right.
Essentially, is what's
right.
happening. And so we aren't over what we were originally, the full budget with the extra $50,000. We are not over that. We still have a $2,000 excess amount that we could put into the reserve. But yes, John, I think that conversation that you're talking about is another whole conversation as we look forward. So,
and there's some pretty hefty price tags staring us down.
They're just awkward. Yeah. That's the thing. It's frustrating why the city and county aren't. Oh, they're not represented here today. That's weird.
Jeff was here last week, and he had to have some.
There's a county meeting today.
I understand Shannon was talking about it. I missed last meetings. I apologize that you guys there's been we started a facilities committee.
Well, we're going to start.
Right. Oh,
we'll
gonna
set that in stone
because
today.
That's kind of where, yeah, the, mm-hmm. maybe where that conversation would really take place. Mm-hmm. Or I don't care where it is, but yeah, it's real conversation. Obviously, where are these dollars coming mm-hmm. from, and how are we going to cover it?
Yeah. Yep.
So I think these guys have done a great job. Obviously, with what they've been given to try to. To improve the property, to get the return, and with some legitimate renters, obviously. So, but there are still bigger costs that lie ahead of us, I do believe, as we continue. So,
well, so it's pretty obvious that we're going to have to take 20 or 25% from Meadow Mountain Wool and kick it to maintenance just to keep up with those requests. I mean,
yeah. However you want to talk about like those revenues, you think like yeah, like you're saying, like even the revenue from them splitting off over and putting some of that money there. Yeah, however you want to slice and dice that, it's all one bucket of money to me is how I look at it. Those revenues are helping offset costs
sure.
somewhere.
Yeah.
But is it another facility that we have to maintain that we have bids for?
Yep,
it is. So. No. But anyway, yeah, we need to send in, or I guess if it gets approved here, the amended budget to cover those expenses.
What's the timeline on this? Is there a deadline we have to meet? I'm just wondering if we want to wait a little bit.
For the amended budget? You can actually amend. This sounds crazy to me.
Every week.
You can. You can. But the way it's been explained to me is that you just can't. You just can't. And I believe there's enough cushion in this amended budget to get us through. We're only talking 2 months.
Yep.
I believe there's enough in here to get us through the 2 months.
Yeah,
if not, yeah, we'll be in here amending this thing again next month. I believe there's plenty built in there.
Yeah, that's maybe what we should be looking for.
And then when you do look at the projected one, this is the same one that we've actually saw when we were getting a budget put together for our 1%. The only two changes on here are in the green there. We increase the repairs and maintenance from 25 to 35, if you guys recall that conversation. And then Shan and I were sitting down. Shan's and Carrie and Claudia are putting together some marketing efforts, and so we increased that budget there a little bit. Anything else to talk about with
just that we're putting together that marketing plan and budget, and then if we need to make a change to that again, we can for the proposed, since we've got a little time before July to do our final. The rest of the financial reports were sent out in the email, so hopefully everybody got those and an opportunity to review them. I think we're set, unless anyone has any questions for Rick regarding any of the. Okay, well, I would accept the motion to approve this, the two pieces here and the financial report today, and then if we need to do something later, we can. But I'm hoping we can just go ahead and get this approved today and then move forward.
So
I'll second.
Who did the first?
Who's the first?
John.
First? Second? Okay.
Any discussion further? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Moved and seconded and approved on the financial report and the budgets. Great. Carrie, do you have anything to add to the written staff report for today?
She just would like me to impress upon everyone that Waco, we were awarded that. So we'll be hosting Waco for 2 years.
Cool.
Starting in 2024 and 2025.
It's pretty exciting.
I'm presenting this evening to the rec board.
Okay.
Anybody wants to accompany me? I think I'll be all right, though.
What's the discussion?
What's that?
What's the discussion? What?
So, you just our Bomber Mountain facility request, and then we're actually requesting for, I'm doing it on behalf of Buffalo Events for Oktoberfest.
We think the rec board. So.
What's that?
I just asked if it's a rec board. So, our request is for $15,000, right?
Yeah. Right. So. Yeah, because we're
going to have specifics?
Yes, we're going to be refinishing the gym floors and the stage, and we're looking into possibly putting out in the front lawn, there's already kind of an area that's dug out, maybe an outdoor volleyball pit, add some extracurricular activities going on, more summer activity, so we're kind of quiet in the summertime. Everybody loves it in the winter, but we're a forgotten soul in the summer. And I think that's it. Anybody have questions for me?
I guess. Oh, go ahead.
We can refinish the floor in the gym for $15,000.
Actually, we're doing it for $7,000. I think she included those estimates
before
in the packet.
That's good.
It's a resurfacing. I think would be a better, but it's gonna spark it up and make it look pretty again for a little while. Hopefully, it'll appease all the complaints. The seniors are very worried about the floor. The pickleballers are very worried about the floor. A lot of concerned athletes out there.
Interesting. Cool. Okay. Moving on to old business. Everybody got a copy of the updated employee handbook. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it. If you have any questions, I did include in the email, there's three areas that I think just need to be considered to be deleted, I guess, and I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but there's the one on the transference of sick leave, the life insurance. I don't even know if we do life insurance. I don't think so. We do? Mm-hmm. Okay, so then there's the life insurance section, and then there's the short-term disability section. I know we don't do short-term disability that I'm aware of.
That one I'm not sure of.
Yeah, I don't think so. It would be an added policy or added to a policy.
I can look, but yeah.
So those were the only three areas I didn't know. So. Any other, no other concerns or... Do you want to leave those? We can leave the life insurance section. I can review that again and make sure it matches up. I guess we can confirm on the disability. Or do you want to have in the policy where they can transfer their sick leave to each other if they needed to for some reason? I mean, it can stay in there. It doesn't matter.
In our office, I think we discussed. We didn't think it was a big deal. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's only two employees. It's not that. Yeah.
No, I know. It was just how it's in there, and it was just something that I looked at.
I'm okay leaving that in.
Okay. Then I will just give that one more look over, if you would, too, and we'll get it approved at the next meeting. We've already done the fire panel update, so we're good with that. So we're going to move right on to new business. At the workshop, there was a few things that we had prioritized to take care of today. One was to update everybody on the priority list. There was some really great additions. And if anybody has further additions, please email those to John so that we can get those shared. And then we'll continue to work on fine-tuning this and eventually here, and hopefully starting with next month's agenda, we'll start to have, we'll have a section on there where we will actually update on the progress of the priorities that the board has set to work on. So we'll actually be integrating these pieces into the board meeting going forward. We're going to make some, a couple of other small changes to free up some time. And so one of the takeaways from the board fundamental meeting that we went to, or the training that we went to, was the how to utilize a consent agenda. And so at our next board meeting, with the blessings of all of you, that is what we'll move towards. So what will happen is you'll get an email that will actually contain the financials, the staff report, and anything else that we would generally consider, like the approval of the minutes. Those pieces, you'll have an opportunity to review those. And when, and unless we hear back that there's a concern or something that needs to be moved to the regular agenda off of that list, we will actually come to the meeting prepared to vote. And we will just approve all of those things in one motion so that then we're done with that. So there won't be a lot of conversation or discussion here, but we're hoping that the email will be a good way to communicate all of the things that we're going to be approving, and then we'll save some time here. So that's something that, with all of you, we'd like to make that change as a recommendation from the workshop that we've had. And if anybody has any questions or concerns about that, please.
So, sounds great.
Okay. So we'll move forward with the consent agenda. Another thing that was prioritized from the workshop was to officially formalize the establishment of a facilities committee. And Tom is excited, yes, excited to chair that for the board. And what that will do is it will give us a point of contact for all of these things that have to do with building and facilities and all of these, when it comes to questions and concerns, or if we get estimates and things that are coming up, and whether it's Meadow Mountain Wool or whether it's here, it'll give us a place to go with all of that information so it can be evaluated, looked at, assessed, and shook down, and then those recommendations can come to the board from that committee and how we move forward, hopefully with a little more guidance instead of it just coming to the whole board and then it sits here and it seems like some of those things just never go away or get taken care of. And so we want to have a real strategic way to address those things. So what we're hoping is to establish the facilities committee, which will provide that opportunity for us to be more efficient there. When, and some of the charges that go to that is to assess priorities, to strengthen our relationships across the board with tenants, and to get a better understanding sometimes of their vision and goals, and so we can incorporate that into what we're planning here as well. And then determining the future of some of those assets, always keeping that in the forefront, discussing, you know, why we have these and where we're going with them, if there's what that future looks like. And so hopefully that will be helpful. And Tom, however you would like to build that, we can have board members on that with you. We can have outside members on that for expertise or participation from city, county, or however, you know, you see that fit to make that be the most effective.
A couple of board members. I look at it as a way that we can start getting ahead of some of this stuff instead of all of a sudden we have to have it.
Right.
Right.
It's hard on, it's hard on the treasurer. It's hard on all of us when you get a list, and you know, I mean, in the last month and a half, when we get all the requests for here, for fire, for Meadow Mountain Wall, and
I'm for all of it, Tom.
Yeah,
if you can convince the taxpayer of it.
Yeah,
it'll be nice to be proactive,
or at least have it not be dropped for a surprise on our lap, especially when we're in the middle of finalizing a budget.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
You're right.
I like the idea too of it consisting of some board members plus some
experts out there. There's a lot of people in town we can hit up.
And I'm hoping that we can get city-county involvement in that,
well,
too.
Well, ultimately,
that's a challenge. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, ultimately, that's going to be the
thank you.
Charge.
That's going to be the whole.
Yeah. It would be nice, because I think that's really where everyone needs to be on board, and I'm hoping that this process will help pull that together. So, yeah, so we don't have to just think of it by ourselves.
So if any of several of the board members would like to volunteer, I mean, give me a call or let me know. And I thought it'd be nice to contact the city and the county and visit with them and see if somebody would be interested.
Well, they both have facilities managers, don't they?
Yeah, and that's who you'd like to get a hold of. And
absolutely.
Yeah. Nice.
That would be great. That would be great.
Thanks.
So I guess I'm not for sure positive, but I think we should have a motion to establish that committee and make it formal.
I move that we establish a facilities committee and vote Tom in as the chair.
Second.
Perfect. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes. Awesome. And there was. Huh? And you did, and I know in our packets there were some estimates and proposals, and those are all things that we need to review and again look at the priorities. And some of that stuff, like the fire panel, as you all are aware, we do have some buckets of money, and one of those is for that sprinkler system. So some of that stuff, we do have some money that we have access to help with some of those costs. So it's not, we don't have to build that into the existing. We can look at some of those, the funds that are set aside for those projects and hopefully utilize that to accomplish some of those things. So I don't have anything else under new business. So other business, we have a public comment period. If anybody has anything they would like to share. Nikki, anything new or?
No, we're just taking on what our mission statement and our vision is, and
okay.
We're just working with other chambers right now, nationally, reaching out to national boards of chambers and working with Jackson Hole and other Chamber of Commerce to establish a foundation. Any questions? Comments. I'm challenging a lot of things that people have in front of the Chamber of Commerce, so I'm here for input too. So looking for other ideas, I'm here to learn, learning about the Bomber Civic Center and learning about JOCO and JCTA. So right now I'm just putting my feet in and going to city council meetings and city commissioners, and I met the judge the other day at the city hall, and she came out with her robe, and it was so great. So I just really enjoy working with the community. It's so inviting and warm, and had such good experiences so far. And some were enthusiastic, and some more resistant, and that's the flavor of our community. So I'm just kind of learning a lot about Buffalo and Johnson County. So,
well, good.
If you guys have anything that you want to throw over here, like input that would help the chamber, because I'm here for that. I'm just
good luck, and don't take any of it personally.
Thank you.
Okay, because chamber, it's going to be an uphill battle for a while.
Yes, I'm starting.
I'm sure you've heard the history.
Yes,
know.
Yes.
So.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The visitor center is set to open?
Right now, I just got a phone call that we need some help with keeping it tidied up. And so that's concerning. Like, I think we have a person that's been running it. And so right now it's getting things to
I don't know if we have trash cans out there and things like that. And so what's been happening is it's becoming, I feel like it's neglected. It needs some love. So maybe send some people out there to, like, hey, we are here. Like, this is awesome. We still have this. But I'm going to send some people out to have that kind of looked at and cleaned up. And I had some really good input yesterday from some visitors at the chamber that they've come from Texas and all parts of the world. And so it's a viable resource, and I'm just wanting us to keep that in our forefront. Like, the Chamber of Commerce is something that we need. So the visitor center, yeah, I'm looking at how we can maintain that.
So are you guys managing it then this year?
We're not managing it all the way. We're working with JCTA.
Okay.
And I am not completely sure how that works. So I would not ask me for that information.
Okay.
If you want me to talk to my board, I will.
Okay. Maybe question. Yeah, can you clarify that?
Yes.
Okay.
The JCTA board did vote at our last meeting to not be responsible for the remote visitor center this year. And that was conveyed to the chamber board at their meeting last week.
So is
it not involved in running it, managing it,
funding it, anything?
No.
So
our board made a decision that our focus must be on marketing Johnson County on an international, national, regional, state level. And the state laws for lodging tax boards indicates very clearly in writing that we are not supposed to run visitor centers. And our board took that to heart and decided it was time to kind of cut the cord. So
at least somebody's following the law.
Well, our board is really trying to stick to the rules of the road regarding the lodging tax directive. It's all in writing. Anybody is welcome to come by and get a copy of it if you want to review it and to understand why our board is deciding to pull away from being involved in the day-to-day tourism business. That's really not what we are meant to do. Our money's somewhere between $2 to $2.50, hopefully, in the coming fiscal year, are to be used on marketing Johnson County. And that is our focus. You will see in here print, billboard, and radio ads coming in the next months to try to lure tourists that are out in our state or our region to Johnson County.
Are you guys advertising in the state publication, the Wyoming Tourism?
Yes, we have a full page in there.
You
I think
do?
That was decided even before our current administration.
I was just trying to. And are you doing anything like regionally or internationally?
Yeah, we're in True West Magazine
this
month.
Okay.
We are going to be doing messaging on South Dakota Public Broadcasting, Wyoming Public Radio.
And where are you with the billboard stuff? I know you guys have a community.
We are solely responsible for 7 billboards, 2 of them through Yesco and 5 of them through Lamar, and we are getting ready to hopefully make a decision to put all new creative on those 7 billboards. And they are out in other parts of our state as well as over in Spearfish. So
what about the green billboards?
We are not responsible for those.
Who is? Do you know? Okay. So a question for you, if you don't mind me putting you on the spot. I guess I would like to know what you're doing with the green billboards.
I would refer all your questions to the board of directors.
I just wondered if you could just be a conduit to ask it or not.
I would just go ahead and go. I'm the member.
So who should I ask?
Jennifer, the president.
But you don't know if they're going to operate the visitors? Are there?
I'm a membership coordinator, so
okay.
This is
I just thought maybe you would be in the loop of what was...
I'm here to gain membership.
Okay.
Anything more than that.
Oh, okay. All right.
To the board.
Okay.
May
you
I
name Jennifer Romanofsky?
Yes, please.
Okay. We've got 2 Jennifers.
May I add also to help you all better understand Johnson County Tourism Association's mission, Kate and Net 307 Radio just published yesterday almost an hour-long interview with Jody Sowers, our board chair, and one of our board members, trying to convey, again, our mission. and it's all there on the 307 radio. Thank
yes.
you, Kate.
Thank you. Thank you, Kristen, for the plug. As you were going to introduce, if you introduce this, Kristen, I will send you all a direct link to the audio, and you can listen to it. Anita and Jody really just answered, I just asked them some very basic questions as an initial introduction. I hope that we'll have continued conversation, because really the work of JCTA shouldn't be seen in Johnson County. We should know
right.
what they're doing, but we shouldn't be seeing it. So I thought it was a relevant moment to, you know, pause and see what is happening, because tourism is so vital to our economy, and to see what is happening to draw different visitors in from all sorts of aspects. I just wanted to dig a little deeper on that. So I will send you all a link. I'll just attach it to
That's
one
perfect.
Of these regular emails, and you're welcome to take a listen.
Perfect. Before we lose anybody, I just want to say, can we have our meeting next month in Casey?
Yes, that's what I was going to ask. Yeah.
Can we? And that would not be the 14th, it would be the 28th of June. So if anybody, does anybody have any concerns about making it to KC? Bylaws say we do two a year. Somehow that got down to one. We're going to do two. So we were hoping to do one next time. The other thing is, I'm really hoping that what we can move towards in the next meeting with our extra time is really talking about our purpose and moving towards refining our mission and our vision. So that's going to be, and we'll figure out who can help us maybe navigate that a little bit at our next meeting, but we're gonna knock that out and get that off the checklist as we are looking through this. This is where we are now, but we want to be much more proactive and forward-thinking and planning towards our future, and how we do that. The first step is to nail down our purpose. So we have embraced the bylaws, and so that's where we're gonna use as a springboard in looking towards how we are going to do economic development moving forward. So,
we want to create two different purposes, and maybe one that
absolutely
kind of Tom would kind of create
should
facilities
have.
And
yeah,
this, and then is
those official committees should have themselves rooted in purpose and mission as well. So, I think that's just important for guidance and making sure we stay on track. So, no, I think that would be great. So we'll plan that June 28th in KC next month. And anything else? Yeah, this is like a record. I just want
so
to say.
When I advertise for the change of venue, is there any specifics? I saw the question about financials. Do we need to have any of that in the next one, or just a
question
basic board meeting?
We'll have our regular board meeting. Yeah, it'll be our regular board meeting.
Just a regular board meeting, just in a different
It's just
location.
In a different location. We meet down there, yeah, twice a year. Yep, that's it. Well, then, accept a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thank
you.